This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. military raid that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is now raising questions about its significance in the war on terrorism. AP Sagar Magani has more.
He notes the military's killed other Islamic State figures, but he always had a question.
Where's al-Baghdadi?
And now that the U.S. got him.
This was the big one. This is the biggest one.
Suggesting it's more notable than his predecessor taking out al-Qaeda's leader.
Osama bin Laden was very big, but Osama bin Laden became big with the World Trade Center.
Terror expert Jenna Jordan's take.
Bin Laden even had more of an presence in terms of the organization and spreading the message.
Either way, killing a terror group leader doesn't kill the group itself.
Their ideology doesn't really depend upon the leader for its articulation. It's often deeply ingrained within the group or the local communities.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The European Union is agreeing to a new Brexit delay until January 31st. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Council President Donald Tusk says on Twitter the EU27 agrees it will accept Britain's request for a Brexit flex tension. The decision is expected to be formalised through a written procedure. Tusk's announcement comes as EU diplomats meet in Brussels to sign off on the new delay to Britain's departure from the bloc, which had been due in just 3 days' time on October 31. It's the second time the Brexit deadline has been changed since the 2016 referendum on Britain's departure from the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Conservative President Mauricio Macri conceded defeat in Argentina's election Sunday night, paving the way for the country's Peronist center-left to return to power under Alberto Fernandez. Frustrated voters rejected the incumbent's handling of a bruising economic crisis that has sunk many into poverty. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Hong Kong reporter has disrupted a police news conference to protest what she called escalating violence by officers against journalists covering the city's pro-democracy protests. On Sunday, protesters battled again with police. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Their actions followed police firing tear gas, water cannon and rubber bullets to break up a gathering in the Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront District denouncing perceived police brutality. Protesters donned all black clothing and face masks, banned under a resurrected British colonial-era law. Police, in a statement, warned all rioters to stop all illegal acts immediately. But their calls did little to quell demonstrators, with cat-and-mouse chases continuing throughout the night. Protesters ran away from police, only to reappear seconds or minutes later. Police have denied accusations of brutality, saying they have shown restraint over the past months.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Vietnam's government says it has received the documents of four of the people found dead in the back of a truck in Britain last week. British police sent the documents to determine if any of the victims are Vietnamese. British police initially believed the victims were Chinese, but later acknowledged that details around the bodies found were still evolving. Up to 24 Vietnamese families have since reported missing relatives whom they fear to be among the dead. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a statewide state of emergency because of wildfires and power cuts to millions to stop more fires from breaking out. 200,000 people have been forced to flee their homes in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco. The county's sheriff's office calls it the largest such evacuation anyone can remember. At a news conference, Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essex says yesterday's evacuations prove they are doing the right thing.
Although I've heard some people express concerns that we're evacuating too many people, I think those concerns are not valid at this point.
The California utility company Pacific Gas and Electric shut off power to nearly 1 million homes and businesses across North California, some with little notice. Businesses are angry that the power cuts have cost them tens of thousands of dollars, and residents bitterly complain about the inconvenience of going all weekend without lights. But PG&E says it doesn't want electricity surging through power lines that are blown down or knocked over by fallen trees, sparking even more fires. California authorities blame PG&E lines for setting last year's wildfires that killed 85 people and destroyed entire towns. The utility, facing billions of dollars in lawsuits, was forced to declare bankruptcy earlier this year. For more on any of today's stories, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.